Hey guys, I'm Katie Callahan. I'm a senior at TCA, and I've grown up in a Christian home with two loving parents and an amazing sister. The first life lesson my parents ever taught me was that we are one family in Christ and we're all his children. They showed me this through the adoption of my little sister, Kimmy. Being only 4 years old at the time, I couldn't fully grasp the blessing it was that God had finally completed our family. I prayed for a year for a baby sister, and finally being able to hold her in my arms was truly a gift from God. In the summer of sixth grade, I went to Pine Cove Camp where I saw my counselor was on fire for the Lord, and watching the way she loved everyone around her and how she trusted God in every aspect of her life was an amazing thing for me to see. I said to myself, I want that. I want to be just like her. On Thursday of that week, my counselor helped walk me through committing my life to Christ. She sat next to me. As I said, I knew I was a sinner and that Jesus dying on the cross was the only way I could have eternal life. 1 year later, I was baptized with my dad to publicly show my commitment to walk with the Lord. I thought that now that I had Christ in my life, everything was going to be smooth sailing. Boy, was I wrong. Sophomore year of high school changed everything. In October of 2015, we had a family emergency, resulting in my mom flying back and forth from Texas to Utah every weekend. This led me to feel distant from everyone in my family, and I wanted to do anything I could to get their attention, so I began to drink and party. I'd always put a face on for my parents as a good Christian girl, but in reality, I was not pursuing a relationship with the Lord. I found happiness in friendships and partying, and I enjoyed feeling numb to my problems at home and feeling accepted by the people around me. In August of 2016, my parents caught me. After their week-long trip to Prague, my mom came home and questioned everything I had been doing the past few months. Both my parents were shocked to find out it was true. I had been drinking. They grounded me for 2 weeks, but I didn't care about being grounded as much as I cared about being a disappointment to my parents. After they had given me my punishment, I went into my room and thought about all the decisions I had been making. I heard a knock on my door, and it was my dad. He came in and read to me 1 John 1 and said that it could really apply to where I was. Now, 1 John 1, 5-7 is one of my favorite verses. It says, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us all from sin." After reading that, I knew that I needed to get my life back on track and focus on my relationship with the Lord. But the acceptance I felt while I partied was too appealing. Right after being ungrounded, I started drinking again. And again, my parents found out and grounded me. The cycle continued until about December. In December, after almost being arrested, I decided that this was not who I wanted to be. I realized that drinking could actually ruin my life. I did not fully dive into my relationship with the Lord until May, but in the months leading up to that, I constantly had people pouring into me, such as my parents, my small group, and the high school ministry leaders. Accountability stepped in, and the Lord revealed to me how important it was during this transformation. On June 5th, I decided to fully commit to doing a daily devotional. I read the Join the Journey for that day, and it was titled, "Current Trial or Biggest Blessing." It talks about how even in the worst of times, to praise the Lord, because he's always good. On June 6th, I got a call saying Austin Silva was at Children's Hospital. Austin was one of the people that was constantly pouring into my life and always reminded me of what the Lord wants for me. I didn't know what to do, so I tried to think of what Austin would do if it were me. I got on my knees and started to pray and question what God was doing. During the time Austin was in the hospital, I clung tight to Psalm 46, 10 through 11. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Sadly, Austin passed away in the hospital, but the way he lived his life continues to encourage me daily. I love this verse because it is a constant reminder of the power and the love of God in the hardest of times. This summer, I've learned how to walk with the Lord in every situation. The Lord will continue to throw things at us that we can't handle, so we put more trust in him. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." My goal is to be someone who remains strong in my faith during all trials or temptations of life. I encourage y'all that if you see yourself where I was, seeking satisfaction and meaning in drinking or partying, dive into the relationship with the Lord, and you'll find exactly what you've been looking for. It will be so worth it. Thank you.